first of all, and thank you for your hospitality here for us. And it's not cliche, but thank you for your prayers and for your support. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you for having us here and for inviting us to eat with us and just fellowship with us. I wanted to tell you a little bit about our work in Poland. Because honestly speaking, I think it's the first time that I can tell you something about women's work in our church. When I was here last time, Cora was like, maybe we're going to tell them something about, you know, women's work in our church. And I was like, honestly, there's not much to tell them, like, specifically about church. It was sad, but that's the truth. I'm very, very happy that I can tell you something today.
Amen.
It's a great joy for me. It's joy for Corey for sure. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about women's work. It might not be very interesting for you, but since it's 50% or more of our church, so I'm going to tell you anyway.
Amen.
We have around 12 women in our church. Some of them are very faithful and they do a lot of work. Some of them are less faithful, but they come. So we try to teach them, we try to encourage them, we try to fellowship with them, and that's the main work we do. We have our monthly ladies evangelism. We're passing out tracts. We have our monthly Bible study with women. In our church, we have our annual women's conference. We take turns with Torun Church and my home church in Warsaw. During women's conference, it's women's conference for saved women, mainly for saved women. Our purpose is not to evangelize. We preach the gospel over there. It's always gospel on every conference, but our goal was to reach saved women, to teach them, to encourage them, because we have a lot of evangelism in our churches, and sometimes we felt like we forgot about those who are already saved and just need to know more and need to grow.
Yes.
And need to get more courage, more encouragement, basically. Yes. So we try to speak in our women's conference, we try to invite Polish women, which for Polish other Polish complaining women is very important, because they can hear Polish women, so they can tell you, like, you don't understand me, you're American, right? So we try to invite other older Polish women to speak to their younger ones. So this is very shortly about work in our church, and I want to give God thanks and glory because of His work and blessings, especially this year, and which is very encouraging for us. And
yes.
it's this work, or more the love of His work, I wanted to share with you, and I want to talk to you today. I would like us to open Psalm 26. By the way, for those who don't know me, I'm Polish. That's why I speak like that. it's not like I'm an educated or something. This is educated. Psalm 26 and verse 8. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. This verse, for me, when I read it, I think about loving the work of God. I know it doesn't say specifically, it doesn't have these words that I'm talking about, but when I think about that word, that verse, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. I think that about loving the work of God. For me, it wasn't obvious loving the work of God, because I got married to Corey, and I didn't sign up as a missionary. I thought I knew what I was doing, but the truth is, well, I knew I'm married. But the truth is, about the work he was doing, I had no idea. I saw it. Yes, I visited them. I met mom and dad many years before that, but. I married Corey, and it was not appealing to me at all, honestly speaking. Honestly speaking, for 10 years of our marriage, I felt like I went down, not up, because we have four kids, so for 10 years I was either pregnant or had a baby, and I was like, okay, I did a lot more before I became a missionary's wife. And now I'm like without anything to do, basically, unless it's home. And so it was not very attractive, and I didn't have a lot of love for that work. But I'm very pragmatic person, and it's just I'm like that. If something has to be done, I do it. Yeah. I'm not necessarily. I don't feel much. You know, I don't hear voices. I don't feel like, oh, you know, I don't know, something big in my head or heart. If I know something needs to be done, I will do it because I'm very pragmatic. I like it, but it's not enough. I think now from the perspective that in God's work, to be, For God's work to be really good in my life, it wasn't enough. So 3 years ago, we kind of started over our ministry. I feel like that because we found ourselves in a different situation. There was just Corey and me in Łódź at that time, and we basically had three Polish people in our church. At that time, so we changed our meeting place. We found a house. We have a church in our house right now, like upstairs. And I wanted to go back to my home church, but Corey said, like, I don't think I'm ready to let it go, and I think God doesn't want us to let it go. So I said, like, okay, let's do it. And first month, we rented a new house and. We sat and said, like, okay, what we're going to do? We're going to change this, this, this. We didn't like what was before. Not everything, but we decided to change a lot of things. And very quickly after this new start, I was like, my goodness, I love my life. I love my life. I love this work. Which I was very surprised, by the way, that I started to... not only do the work, but love this work. And I looked back, and I said, like, what has changed? What happened? And I found three things. First thing was the decision. There's a verse in John 9:4. It's a well-known verse, but... I must work the works of him that sent me. It's just a simple decision. Yes. First thing that I need to do is always just this decision to do things. Decision that I want to do it because I should do it, right. And I won't do it. It was the first thing. I must work the works of him. And second thing for me, it was very important to know what exactly God's work in my life is. Because very often we talk about, and I talk about, we talk generally. And I wanted to know, okay, what's my task right now in that situation that I am right now? And it was amazing to specifically know what God's work in my life should be at that time. There is a verse in Psalm 111. I'm going to read it. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. I wanted to know them and know deeper what it should be in my life. And it helped me to get involved more, to love it. And the third thing for me was to do it for like 100% with all my heart. I'm not talking about some spiritual high, but I'm talking about hard work. I need to be hard work to become hard worker, and to do the best I can. It helped that my kids are older, and this was like the next stage of our life. But these three things, they're basically, I think, helpful in any relationship, either in marriage or friendship or whatever. The decision that we make to know it more and better, and to do it in 100%. So it helped me to love the work of God. And it the funny thing is that it started before God gave us bigger or more fruit, which tells me it's not about that fruit. It's first of all about my heart.
Yes.
I became to be very happy in my life when we were in, I think, the toughest or hardest time of our ministry. There were days that we were in panic, but at that time it was the best thing that could happen to us, and I praise God for this. And it's for I wanted to read Joshua 22 verse 5 for the third thing. Joshua 22 verse 5. And now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren as he promised them. I have something. Okay. But take diligent heed to the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. This is the 100%. And I think God's work does not apply only to missionaries.
That's right.
In our life, yes, the huge part is being in church and doing church work. It's huge, huge parts, especially when you live in church. But it's like no choice, right? But our lives have so many ingredients, right? It's church, it's kids, it's family, whatever it is, work, and different stuff. And basically, God's work is all of it. It's my life, it's maybe different proportions. In your life, it's God's work, maybe different proportions for you. It just love, you know what God's work in your life is, and love it, and maybe it will be helpful for you.
Amen.
So I thank you again. Sorry for all the, but thank you so much, and amen.
Amen.